This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
.9 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Saturday, July 13th, a very special day. It's Shark Coast Tactical. Will and the Shark Coast crew, we're going to have another manufacturer day, but decided to do something different because of how incredibly successful the first event was. Now we're introducing Suppressor Fest 2. If you couldn't make it to Suppressor Fest 1, then you have to stop by Suppressor Fest 2 because Will is having deals on all suppressor brands in the shop. With the new norm of 3 to 6 day suppressor wait times and the incredible deals at Shark Coast Tactical, make plans and clear your calendar now to be there Saturday. Plus, there'll be extra Shark Coast employees on hand to fill out paperwork quicker so you can get your suppressor entered in and back to you fast. There'll be killer deals on everything in the shop, free swag, and amazing giveaways. It's happening Saturday, July 13th, Suppressor Fest 2 at Shark Coast Tactical. The shop is slinging freedom from 10 to 6 daily, closed on Sunday and open online 24/7 at sharkcoasttactical.com. It's located on Bee Ridge Road in Sarasota. Look for them on social media. Tell them I count to say ya. Spanish is here. Joe is here. Ian Beckles is joining us. Of course, Galvin and Carmen are here. During the break, which is a long break because we talked for like over an hour straight, during the break, Joe starts to say something and he goes, I got an unexpected delay. I go, I feel like you should save this for the air. And he goes, no, I'd rather run it by you. And I go, okay. And he goes, I got butter. And I go, just stop, stop and save it for the show. Now, please start over and tell this story. Okay. I have no idea where this is going.
All right. On Saturday, I had some people over. My aunt came in from New York and my niece and my
Now, are they surprised by your living situation?
No, they love it. They're very pleased and happy about it. They like everybody there.
All right, good.
So we're there. You know, we got some food from Azaro's. We got some sandwiches from Publix. We had it all catered in, and you know, there were deliveries coming all day.
Yeah.
Well, at one point, somebody knocks on the door, and I look on the Ring doorbell. There's a guy with some stuff. I'm like, okay, well, maybe Anthony ordered something. So he hands me two cases of water and a giant tub of butter.
Like a country crock?
Oh, man, no. I know where he's going with this.
No, a giant tub. I mean, it was like, I looked it up because I'm like, well, who is sending this? And what? I had no idea where it was coming from.
Yeah.
So I look it up, it's like $25 worth of butter alone.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, okay, did you order this? I asked Sugar Pants. I asked Sugar Shorts. I asked everybody in the house.
Nobody
knows where the butter and the water came from. So I'm like, well, what do I do? I don't know whether it came from Instagram. I don't know whether it came from Uber Eats. I don't know. Whatever. Instacart.
I got
whatever.
You know what I mean. You don't know the origin.
Right. So that happens. I'm like, okay, well, maybe somebody will come and ask and we'll
figure
it out.
Hey, did you see my giant tub of butter? Giant,
okay. Next day, the exact same delivery.
More water and more butter.
Yeah. Two more cases of water and another giant tub of butter.
All right. Now, the first time the delivery came, you assume somebody had ordered some stuff, so you didn't ask the delivery guy. Second order comes, do you ask the delivery guy what the hell's going on?
No, because what happened is the delivery guy just slides it up there on the porch, takes a picture, and runs away.
Mm.
So I come out there, and I'm like, okay, what's this? And, well, actually, I think Sweet and Low Pants actually came in and said, what is this for? I'm like, I have no idea. What is it?
You know what it's for.
Yeah. Said, well, it's a giant tub of butter and two more cases of water. I'm like, okay, I appreciate the water, but what's with the butter?
Yeah, and where is it coming from?
Yeah, I don't know. Is this a message? I mean,
like, there's no receipt that says it's from Publix or something?
Do you not know where it's from?
I have. No. It's a,
did one, you figure it out?
One was from Winn-Dixie.
But did you figure out the problem? I know. You know what's funny?
You still don't know the answer.
I still don't know the answer.
You know the odd thing? I know the answer.
How do you know the answer?
I was at their house on Friday.
Okay.
And I got Uber Eats to their house. Yeah. And I changed the address. I had two orders not come in.
Hilarious.
And I called
is it your butter?
Is it your
where's
butter?
Where's my butter?
Why are you ordering a twice?
We have solved the mystery.
It's a good thing I told you to wait.
Ian, we have so much butter.
Why are you ordering so much butter?
My diet. I'm
gotta
on a grease
it up.
I'm on
gotta
a
grease it up.
Diet. I literally only eat water, butter, and beef. That's
okay.
It. That's it.
Okay.
You're eating water,
and
butter,
you
and beef?
Had it pretty delivered much to their salt house.
Yeah.
Well, I changed the address because I had stuff delivered, and I didn't change it back. So,
right, remember like when I had stuff shipped to
gotcha,
side splitters?
I got gotcha you. Okay.
Whew.
It happens.
Okay.
Because I thought I was tripping.
That's hilarious.
So I found your butter, Ian.
Yeah.
I got your
hold
butter.
Hold my butter, dog.
Don't you got worry, good, bro. You buy I got good you
butter. What kind of butter? Yeah.
Just the big tub of butter.
Yeah, but
tub
it's butter's good butter stuff.
No, but it's good. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's good right butter.
It's good
yeah
butter.
Mm-hmm. I got good taste.
I have so many questions.
Yeah.
So now, will you give Ian the water and butter, or are you like finder's keeper?
Well, I mean, he definitely can have the butter. I mean, you know, the water, we might use some of it. We may have used some of it already.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, well...
But we got this water.
Yeah, we got this water.
Uber refunded me anyways.
Right.
They did.
Oh, hell right. Both orders?
Yeah, because I didn't get it.
So
well, I got
so
your butter. Funny.
Well, thank you.
Don't worry.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Wow.
So you ordered two things of water and a thing of butter.
Yeah.
And you're eating what? Like, what do you eat today?
Today I'll eat a pound of ground beef and drink some water.
Oh, that's it?
For lunch.
For the day.
And for dinner, I'll eat a steak.
So you double the meat.
Yeah.
That's no problem with your colon. You're all good there.
You see, now that's, I watch a lot of videos.
I don't. I
that's
just
all
have
the stuff that people been saying.
Right.
Like people say that butter raises your blood pressure. It actually lowers your blood pressure.
Butter
if
does
you take away all the other crap.
Right.
But what are you, so you're cooking the steak and you're using a lot of butter. You're not yep just eating butter out of the tub.
Some
I've
people
seen
do
people do that. I yeah don't love it like that, but
eat
I put a
butter
lot
out of the tub.
I yeah put a lot suck of butter in my eggs and my it just tastes better.
People yeah will literally take sticks of butter and cut it up into yeah the pieces and then just eat the tabs.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it. But when you're on the
it's
carnivore
delicious
diet,
that?
That's a butter yeah snack.
Why are you eating butter?
Because it's delicious.
Butter and coffee is fantastic.
Yeah,
I was butter say, and I've seen right that fantastic thing, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, listen, I like butter. Like if I'm having, corn on the cob or mashed yeah potatoes or something, whatever, I don't think I'm eating pads of butter.
But it's an accessory.
If you cut the right other stuff out, you're going to embrace butter. Because
yeah
I'm just eating meat.
No,
there's no crunching. Yeah, you need something.
Yeah, but yeah, but you're not crunching on butter either.
No, that's correct.
I'll melt some down and pour it over some sardines.
That's different.
Yeah,
melting it down, butter, adding it to something as an accessory.
Yeah, you can eat
is
just
different
butter. It's nice.
Why is that different?
Because there's certain things you just can't eat straight.
I mean, butter goes better with bread, but butter on its own is still good.
It's really
good. I don't
like,
think so. It's too much.
It's kind of like people that eat like a spoonful of mayonnaise.
Yeah.
And I could. You know what's the most overrated thing in the world? Lobster. Eat it without butter.
I don't eat lobster with butter.
Eat it without butter.
I don't eat it with butter. I love lobster.
Yeah.
I don't eat lobster with butter. And I don't, I do eat it butter with shrimp, but I don't eat it with lobster. I think lobster's flavor is great. I love lobster.
You go shrimp butter, not shrimp cocktail sauce?
No, I don't like the cocktail sauce.
Right.
Unless I can get a really spicy one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they sell it now. They have zesty in the jar.
That's different, yeah. I don't, if you get me a good lobster and it's cooked the right way, a lobster plain is so good to me.
Without the butter, I find it very overrated.
Really?
It's
bland.
Very.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I think I would choose a lobster over a steak.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, mama, me and Papa Pia.
No.
Wait.
But I eat the whole lobster. I mean, the head, everything there, the little tentacles. When it's done,
everything.
There's dust left on my plate.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I feel like I should defend myself.
Against which thing? The butter?
I was up this morning at 5:50 and I put on the Mike Calter show. And,
so we talked about this morning how I went to go see Bert on Saturday.
Friday.
Sorry, my days are all running together because we had days off. And it was Saturday, wasn't it?
Nope, it was Friday.
We all went the same day.
Today's Monday.
Oh, Saturday. So anyway, I went to go see Bert on Friday. And Tom, my driver, calls me and says, I call him and say to him, hey, can you pick me up? I'm going to be in Clearwater. And he was like, yeah, no problem. And then he says, hey, I'm going to pick up Ian in Spanish and take them to the early show, but I told them that they have to take an Uber home or whatever because I'm leaving to come get you. And I said, yeah, that's fine with me. And then I find out that Tom drove all the way from Spring Hill, picked you guys up, took you to the bird show, then left there and came all the way back to get me. And that between you and Spanish, nobody gave Tom any money.
Okay.
And Spanish seemed to put the blame on you.
Oh. Well, it's all Spanish. But at the end of
you
the
day. You did this morning. You said, I always go to Ian. Yeah,
I always ask you. You said you asked Ian, yes, is there anything I can do? Can I help? And Ian said no.
He said, don't worry about it.
My problem is I'm hanging around the wrong people.
Wow, what do you mean?
I mean, hanging around with this guy getting trouble all the time.
I don't hang out with him.
I mean, for real.
I don't hang out with him.
Now I know why.
Yeah.
Come on, let me defend myself first, okay?
Okay.
Let me defend myself first, right. Okay? First of all, I like Tom a lot.
Yeah.
Okay? Me and Tom are good. I feel like we're my people.
Doesn't pay his rent.
A couple weeks ago, in the 27th, he said, hey, Ian, I'd like you to come speak to my people at the county. Okay? I'm like, sure, Tom, that's not a problem.
Uh-huh.
So it's like in a pop car or something. I mean, we were driving in the Sprinter for a long time, right. Okay? This was on a Thursday in the middle of the day. He drives me there. We sit there. It's 15 degrees, like Dave Osterberg said.
Right.
I'm talking to these people, sweating. A little barbecue was cool. So I spoke to his people, okay, wherever he works. So talked to him about teamwork and stuff like that. Former Buccaneer was cool. So jumped back in the Sprinter, and he drove me back. So that was just out of the goodness of my heart.
Yes.
So the next time we did an event, I paid him, and then he said, called me, and he goes, hey, I wanted to tell you to not pay me because of what you did for me.
Okay.
Don't pay me the next time.
Uh-huh.
So my brain said, well, this is a half trip and not a full trip. This would probably be the best one to not pay him because the king was going to compensate him later on that day.
That's true.
And Spanish talked me out of it.
Why? Well, you didn't offer anything.
What do you mean?
Don't worry about Mike. He's fine.
Oh, no. You believe this?
I'm a liar now.
He never lied to me.
When did I say don't? Mike said it's fine.
I don't remember exactly when.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't remember exactly when. Sometime in the Sprinter, I go, should I give? He was like, you know how much money Mike has? He has 17 fridges.
That's right. I did mention your fridge.
Wow. Well, hold on. Now that this brings a whole new thing into this. First of all. Tom, unaware that he was given the return favor, and then you're the only one that's bad in this because you didn't know about any of this. Yep.
I did not know about any of this.
You didn't know about the.
I had no idea.
Tom had one on Ian.
I did not.
You know, but you didn't even. You were like,
I told Tom I would drive.
I asked you, did you give Tom any money? You were like, no, I just depended on Ian to do it.
I didn't say I depended on Ian. I said those words.
But I think I figured it out now. So Ian used the favor one because he did the favor and he said, don't pay me on the next one. So he used that one, which he said is the easiest one because it was only half a trip, whatever. But Joe still owes Tom money.
Well,
yeah. Joe owes Tom money. Yeah. Joe definitely owes Tom. Maybe you could take it out and trade like Ian did.
Tom cut his tree in 1984. Joe never still owes him money.
Ruined my magnolia tree. Yeah. Limbs have not grown back.
Joe actually said, come by the house. I'll give you a bucket of butter.
Yeah, come on by, Tom. I got extra butter now.
Oh, my God.
Okay, all right.
And it's good butter, Tom. Plugra.
No, yeah. I will sell him right now. I'll sell him right now.
Oh, I think your explanation is completely acceptable.
So I'm
Spanish
cool.
is
I'm cool.
the only one that really all didn't. Right. You listen to me. All right. Ian's joking. You didn't say anything about my refrigerators. But you're the only one that was not concerned whether or not Tom got paid or not.
I was very concerned. I was so concerned.
How concerned? You didn't ask him. You didn't say, Tom, can I give you a few bucks? Or Ian, can I give you a few bucks to give Tom?
I did ask.
I have a question. How did you find out that Tom did not get paid for this trip?
That's a good question, Galvin.
Well, clearly he told me. I don't know if I asked
okay,
him.
Okay, so,
he...
but Tom's not aware. So, not
upset?
Listen. Not really your fault, but if I was you, I would have said, hey, Tom, why don't we use this one as the freebie since it's, you know, to give him a heads up.
Okay. I probably could have done that. I was supposed to use it the next day, and then it all fell through as well. So maybe I thought it was going to all get rectified then. Mm. The last thing I want to do is disrespect somebody's property. That's not me.
Yeah.
I'm too old for that.
And Tom is Mike's property.
Correct. Oh, he's not?
I don't own Tom. I don't. Tom is an independent worker.
He actually came with the Sprinter.
But Tom told me the story of how you guys linked up to begin. Mm-hmm. And he's a loyal trooper.
Tom is the most loyal, hardworking person that I know.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
Mm-hmm. I like Tom a lot.
Yeah.
I like him.
It's hard to not like Tom.
And when I went to see his people,
yeah,
he's very respected.
Oh, yeah?
He's like the uncle guy. You know what I mean? Like, everybody looks up to him as that elder statesman guy. Mm-hmm. He's good people.
He's got that. We went there one time, but wasn't in Apopka. It was in downtown Tampa. But we went for a barbecue thing, and we had a judge a wing contest.
Okay.
And Tom was like, I can't thank you enough for coming. And I went, you asked me to come out here and eat 9 different people's wings. It's the best day of my life. Are you kidding me? I was like, I have no problem with that whatsoever. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm glad we got to the bottom of this. Ian looks like a good guy at the end. Spanish looks like a deadbeat.
If somebody didn't know Tom and they said, describe Tom to me, what would you say? Because I have the perfect answer for you.
I would just go.
It's good. I like it. Ian, what would you say?
He doesn't have any distinctive features. You know what I mean? Like, just like a regular bald white guy.
I would say, Tom, he's easy to draw.
Yeah.
You said what I just said. It's really, like,
easy four to strokes.
See, I think.
Four strokes.
I think of the bald guy in Breaking Bad.
Oh, Mike. Oh.
Yeah.
He's kind of like Mike.
Kind of reminds me of that. Always there, always in the shadows, always ready to help, do something, take care of something.
Eventually, he's going to tell Spanish, just let me die. Leave me alone.
Oh, well, all right. I'm glad we cleared up so many things. We cleared up the water butter situation.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
We cleared up the Tom driving situation. Now we can only get Joe to pay Tom for that from 20 years ago.
It's never going
to
happen.
What are the odds of such a mystery being solved when I walked in?
While you were here.
When I walked, had no idea.
I'm glad I told him to wait till we went on the air. Yeah. I couldn't imagine where the story of water and butter was going, so I'm like, you got to save this for the air.
Right. Which, Ian, may I suggest, if you're doing that, if you haven't tried it yet, Amish butter. It's that big roll butter that comes, and you can get it at Publix and the other grocery stores. If you can actually go get it from an Amish store, even better. But Amish butter.
I am trying to think of this in my head mentally. I will put butter in my eggs. I will put butter on a steak. You know, like when you're cooking it, I will put butter on anything. But the idea of just taking like a spoonful of butter and putting it in my mouth makes me want to vomit.
See, I've never done that. That's not overly appealing to me. Yes. A spoonful of melted butter sounds appealing. Mm. It doesn't?
It would taste a lot better.
Yeah, it will.
It would be ingested a lot easier.
You got to chew your butter, man.
I'm not chewing my butter.
Chew your butter.
That is so
gross.
I just
imagine going over to their house and opening up the refrigerator and there's just butter with a big bite.
Oh, dude, I knew a guy like that. I knew a guy that worked in the comic book shop in Staten Island when I was a kid. I walked in there one time and he was chewing on a stick of butter. And I went, maybe that's why I'm so grossed out.
Remember Letterman used to make the joke that he would roll a couple sticks of butter and sugar and eat them?
Yeah.
Which actually sounds better than just regular butter.
So good.
Yeah, Ralphie used to call food a butter delivery system. He would just use things to get the butter into his mouth. You know, lobster was a butter delivery method.
Now, what was Ralphie like in person eating? Like, I know Bobby was a big boy, and you talk about your getting out there and eat. Like, was Ralphie just out of control?
Bobby and I were talking about eating this weekend, and Bobby said, you eat slow. I eat like an asteroid's about to hit the Earth.
That's how I eat.
I eat slow. I always eat slow, but Ralphie ate normal. Ralphie was a long eater, so if you ate nachos, Ralphie would eat the nachos, then you stop eating nachos. Ralphie would go back to the nachos later. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was just he was in it for the long haul.
Mm-hmm. He was like a long hauler.
I've been trying to eat good. This weekend was kind of tough because I went to Felice's. Mm-hmm. We were going to the condo, so we went and stocked up, and we went to Felice's, and we left with chicken cutlets, eggplant parmesan, pasta salad, or arancini, like a whole bunch of things that I knew were in the refrigerator, and they were just sitting there, and every once in a while they would call me, come eat me. And I'd be like, let me just go take a drive-by.
I know your problem.
Yeah.
I do know your problem.
What?
You just said it at the beginning of your sentence. I tried. Stop saying that. You have to stop saying I tried. You just got to do it.
Yeah.
Keep on trying.
But what I'm saying is that my weakness is knowing that the good stuff is right there in the refrigerator. If we had none of that stuff, I would have been a lot better. Like, we went out to eat a couple of times. Mm. We went to Frenchie's,
and I had a seafood salad.
Mm-hmm.
It was just raw seafood and or like broiled seafood and salad. Then I went to Pete and Shorty's yesterday, and I forgot what I had. Some sort of I had grilled boneless wings.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they were no breading, and mm-hmm. they were all boneless. And there were no breading. They were just grilled wings.
Mm-hmm.
So I ate much better.
Yes.
And then I ate a stick of butter.
Oh. No, I'm just kidding. Temptations are omnipresent. You're not going to live in a world without temptations.
Sure.
You just got to not eat it.
Period. I understand that.
Period.
But there's a part of me, since we're getting into the psychology of this all, that as a poor kid, I cannot see food go to waste. Mm. Like, we threw away a tray of chicken cutlets, and it's bothering me. I want to go back there and get them because I feel so bad that nobody ate them. You know what
I
mean?
So you're blaming being poor and not liking things being wasted to eating a tray of chicken cutlets?
Yes, because here was the thing, and I don't want to make this sound like a... I mean, we were in a poverty level, like we weren't eating.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that we're throwing away food, it blows my mind. Like, even now, at this age.
And we all grew up in the clean your plate era.
Yes.
As a little kid. That has been proven to be a psychological problem with people now and being overweight and always finishing your food on your plate.
Look at my two skinny kids. They're done eating, they just walk away.
Right. Yeah. Where we were told, you can't get up until everything is clean. Where I'm I'll have two or three bites of something left and I'm full. I'm stuffed. I don't need it. And I know that. But in my mind, I'm like, it's only two bites. I can finish it.
Or if my wife orders a pizza and the kids eat two pieces of pizza each and, order two pizzas or whatever. And there's four pieces of pizza left, and she's like, "I'm just gonna throw these out." I'm like, "What? What do you mean you're gonna throw?" And I don't even want to eat it. I just can't. You can't throw that away.
Why?
That because it's a waste of food.
And we'll take it.
But I said that. I go, if I didn't have to bring the cutlets home to give them to you, I probably would have done that.
But it is a psychological.
It is.
But you see what you're doing, though? You see what you're doing? You don't want to throw the pizza away.
Yeah.
So you give it to somebody.
Yeah.
And you put it in the fridge and you eat it.
But even if I don't eat it, I'm saying even the cold pizza doesn't do for me what it does for some people. So if you take a piece of pizza and put three of them in a Ziploc bag and put it in the refrigerator, it'll sit in the refrigerator until it's rotten.
Air fryer?
Oh. Yeah.
You put a slice of pizza in air fryer. It's better than getting.
But I'm just saying it's not even a matter of I could eat that again later. It's just I can't. Throwing it away really bugs me. Mm.
But eating it is a simple way to stop yourself from eating it is... Think of it as saying, instead of wasting some money, I'm going to take time off my life.
I get the common sense of it. Yeah. I do.
But it's just the mentality. Living in that headset,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's weird.
It's hard to do.
I'm telling you, have you been to Felice's?
I have not.
Don't go. Because you'll be the same way. You'll want to eat everything that they have.
What is Felice's?
It is an Italian deli. It's called Felice's Pork Store.
Like Mazzaro's?
Yeah, but it's much smaller and much family-owned.
Mazzaro's. I walk in wood right away.
Yeah, I love Mazzaro's, too. Mazzaro's, I could just spend an hour in the cheese room. You know what I mean?
Period.
But in Felice's, there's a lot of hugging and kissing going on.
Old school.
And then you're like, all right, I'll take the eggplant. You got that. Oh, wait, next thing you know, two guys are helping me carry buckets out there.
You got some scongeli there?
Of course they do. Yeah. I'll eat scongeli every day.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I don't know what scongeli is. Ron Diaz used to say scongeli all the time. It sounds good.
It is good. It is good. It's like you find it in the seafood salad.
Yeah, the prosciutto.
They got the prosciutto.
Supersad.
Yeah. You know how we do it.
Oh, man. I'm starving.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway, Felice's. Oh, we got to go there.
Let's go.
In fact, we're going fishing.
Yes.
I'm going to see if I'm gonna see if I get some sandwiches from Felice's before we go out.
Eat the hell out of it.
I'll
have my bowl of meat.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You can't eat.
I can.
You can't, yeah.
I don't.
You don't.
Mm-hmm. Have a butter sandwich.
Oh, so good.
Too much bread.
No, use the butter as the bread.
Ooh.
The meat goes in between the butter.
Oh, man.
That's a little much.
Did you see Moe's Ugly Steak?
I actually commented on it.
Me too.
Let's do a steak off because I'll smash anybody in the Bay Area in steak. I'm the best at steak, period.
I'm not. I'm just telling you right now, I can make an okay brisket, but I can't make a really good steak. I can make it the way I like it, you know what I mean? But Moe's look like a roofing shingle.
Well, Moe's also the guy that says he gets beef ribs and cooks them on 6 minutes aside. And I'm like, what? Who? Beef ribs?
For 6 minutes?
You're on a different level. Me and Moe are on a different level.
That way somebody wrote 3 minute ribs.
Every day, twice a day, That steak, that crusty steak you put on there,
it's a shingle. It's a shingle steak.
I don't even know what cut it was.
Yeah.
That's right. Is that square meat?
It looked like burnt toast.
You know he's buying the discount meat. You know what I mean? Like, cook it by today. Yeah. Cook it by today or throw it out.
It's Costco's finest. Yeah. Buy one, get one.
You're right, just leaving the steak back in the dumpster.
It was out here. I'm not that poor. I'm not eating out of the dumpster.
I'm not nearly that poor.
I'll tell you that. Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. Ian Beckles is here hanging out with us. It's a Mike Calder show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calder Show. Now, a Bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah Personal Injury Attorneys Traffic Center.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.